great big Christmas tree. I dreamed I had a toy machine that made a million toys. And then I brought them in my pack to other girls and boys. But when I came to my house, Santa was in my bed. I saw his stocking hanging there, so I emptied out my sled. I dreamed that I was Santa Claus, but speaking truthfully, when I woke to find it was Christmas Day, I was happy that I was me.
Well, good day, everyone. It seems that there's been an influx of boos about people's Christmas memories, so I thought to myself today, well, why not one more? Therefore, inspired by the likes of Mileniak Potu and McColgan, here I am, another lemming to join the pack. Now, I should say, first of all, that I played that Anne Lloyd record for a reason. When I was a lass of 6 or 7, I had the most amazing dream that an angel came down to me and said, "You've been so good this year that I'm going to take you to the North Pole and you get to help Santa Claus at his workshop." Now, for some reason, I was a deeply religious child, and I don't know why, because my parents were not religious at all. We very seldom went to church. My mom took me when I was 5 or so because she thought it would be good for me. But we only went for maybe, 6, 9 months. She got roped into teaching Sunday school, and she didn't like that very much. And it's really funny because my mother's knowledge of the Bible is scanty at best. So I think there were a lot of crafts and a lot of non-biblical stories that went on in that Sunday school. But I guess I did have a fairly strong religious education at the school I attended, because this was before prayer was taken out of the public schools, so we did have assemblies with Bible readings and prayers and things in them, so I must have gotten my religious zeal from somewhere. So I firmly believed that it wasn't elves that helped Santa Claus, it was angels, and Santa Claus was an emissary of Jesus. I once had a born-again Christian friend of mine tell me, or try to tell me, that there was no Santa Claus, that it was my parents who bought me all the toys from the toy shop, and I refused to believe her. I was absolutely staunch in my opinion that Santa Claus was real. I mean, after all, I'd heard the Clement Clark Moore poem, and if he would write something like that, then it had to be real. So anyhow, yes, I had this lovely dream about flying to the North Pole with an angel. Now, I think Santa did have some elves helping him as well, but a lot of his messengers were angels, because elves couldn't fly, and the reindeer had to go around the world in one night, so they couldn't be taken out all the time. So I recall being given hot chocolate when I got to the North Pole, and a candy cane, and being asked to help wrap presents and fill stockings. It was lovely. But anyhow, on to the Christmas memories. When I was a child, which would have been in the late 70s and early 80s, my parents were actually very financially poorly off, but I never felt in want of anything. My mum had a job, but she often got laid off because of ructions in the company. So when that happened, the only money we had coming in from her was through unemployment insurance, and they didn't give very much in those days. My dad trained and raced horses, and he also boarded horses at the farm that we had when I was 5 and 6, but it was not a very lucrative business. Horses are his love, though, so he didn't care whether he made money at it or not. Also, the economy was failing dreadfully at that point, so my dad would try to get other part-time work, but he wasn't very successful. So we had some very tight times indeed. But you know what? I didn't really know about that until many years later. Occasionally, I heard my parents arguing about money, but mostly, if they were going to have an argument, they'd send me outside. They'd say, "Okay, Shannon, it's time to go out and play." And so I wouldn't know what they were fighting about, although I had very keen ears back then, so whenever I was in the mudroom putting on my shoes, I could usually hear something of their conversation. But They must have scrimped and saved so much at Christmas time, or for Christmas time, because when that time of year came around, we always had everything that I could think of that I would possibly want. Now, mind you, most of what I got was very simple, but I didn't care at that time. I was pretty happy with anything I got. There was always Christmas music in the house at that time of year. My mom had lovely Christmas records that she had inherited from her mother. There was the Elvis Christmas album that I recall very fondly. I'm not an Elvis fan, but to this day, I still love that record. And then there were a lot of mixed records with familiar versions of carols on them. One year when I was 7, the music stopped, and I was very upset. What happened was, I remember this very clearly too. It was the most mild Christmas I'd ever experienced. For some reason, the weather had been so warm all that fall and early winter. We had no snow, and it was about 10 degrees. I came in from playing outside, and my mom said, oh, I'll put on some Christmas records while we do some baking. And she did, or she tried to, but the records ended up sounding like the Chipmunks because my mom's record player had died. I remember being terribly heartbroken by that. I burst into tears. And my mom said, oh, well, this is awful because she knew she couldn't afford another record player. She said, we've got to have our Christmas music. So what we did was we took the records to my grandmother's house. She lived in another town about a half an hour's drive away. And we brought a tape recorder with us. Or maybe she had one, I forget. She might have had one, actually. So we put the records on her record player, and then we put the tape recorder next to them because we didn't have one of those fancy tape decks back then. Then we let the records play, and we taped them, and we had to leave the room and go downstairs and be very quiet so that we wouldn't interfere with the music. And then every once in a while, my mom would have to sneak back upstairs to see if the record was over and then flip it over and tape the rest of it. So we got our Christmas music after all. It was just a difficult process. My mom had that tape for years. Speaking of music, I almost always got an album in my stocking every year. My mom would say, if there's something you want, ask for it for Christmas, and then if you're good enough, maybe Santa Claus will give it to you. She said, I can't get it for you now, but I'm sure if you're good, Santa Claus will find a way to make sure you get it. And of course, now I understand that it was because my mom couldn't afford to be buying me albums all the time. So I would have a really hard think about what I wanted most of all, and then I would tell mom, and she'd say, well, let's write it down for Santa Claus then. She learned Braille for my sake, and she'd always helped me write a letter to Santa Claus. Of course, I know now that she was the one reading it, but that's okay. So usually the albums that I wanted were things that my friends liked and had played for me, but sometimes it was stuff I'd heard on the radio as well. I also used to collect music boxes. In fact, I still do, although sadly I don't have any of my childhood collection left. I don't know whatever happened to it. So almost every year, my parents would save up enough money to get me a music box. And it was just the best present I could possibly have received. I remember being so excited at the prospect of opening up something that would play music. Also, we had this family friend, and he was such a lovely gent. I actually met him first because he used to live down the lane from where I did. And I was often such a lonely little lass. I was a blind child, and a lot of the sighted kids in my neighborhood didn't really want to interact with me because I was slower than they were, and I couldn't keep up. So I often spent a lot of time just wandering around on my own. And then one day I came across this lovely old gent who stopped to talk to me, and we got to know each other, and my family got to know him, and he actually became an integral part of my life and my family. He used to babysit me all the time, and he would, every year, give me what he called a surprise.